So now I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get myself out this situation. Do I take a cab? Do I take a train? But as soon as that thought entered my mind, all I see is news cameras all around me. And they're going live. We are live from the marathon. Since the Kenyans already finished the race, the news went live to see if I was going to live or die. It got so crazy. I heard the announcer say, "Ooh, Puffy is in trouble now." But in all seriousness, I had to make a decision right there. I had to decide whether I was going to stay on my knees or get up on my feet. I had to decide to get up. I had to decide to run. My toenails started falling off. My sneakers were soaked in blood. Real talk, I'm not being dramatic. But I decided I was going to finish that marathon. And then I make it to mile 20. Thank you, Jesus. I made it to Harlem, where I was born and raised. See, Harlem really doesn't do the marathon thing, but I saw the entire neighborhood come out there to support me. They had turned my hood into a block party. DJs playing music, people waving signs, yelling, "Go Diddy, go." You see, my Harlem family got me through the marathon. Just like my Howard family got me and you to this point today. I finished the marathon. I almost died. My feet ain't never been the same since. My feet hurt right now. But I finished. And I beat Oprah's time.